Hey, what's up?
Hey,
welcome to the Poser Podcast. My name is Ian Campbell,
and I'm Benjamin Dean.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, we're back.
Yep, it's us.
Yeah, this is what, episode 9?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is episode 9.
Yep.
Take that,
world. Well, Ben, we have taken amazing precautions on this episode, have we not?
We have.
Yes. We are currently recording onto 2 different computers.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
And we have an external hard drive.
And we have an external hard drive.
That it's all going on afterwards.
Yes. Immediately afterwards. And, yeah. And this is the first episode that we are recording visually.
Yes, it is.
At the same time. Wait for the camera.
Hi.
Hello, camera. It'll be going up on YouTube because guess what, Ben?
We have a YouTube channel.
That's right.
Yep.
And there are already videos on it, are there not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a few videos of my band playing a gig for a prom.
Yep.
And it was fantastic.
It was really good.
Fun.
It was awesome. My favorite video, if you want to check it out, is the thumbnail has a picture of Luke, but it's he plays guitar with a mic stand.
Yeah.
And it's pretty freaking
it's
awesome.
Pretty fantastic. I just love that dude. Because that was completely, like, impromptu. He did it in practice and was just like, yeah, I think I want to do this. And he's playing with a broken hand.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is...
He's a beast.
He's beastly. He makes me feel bad about
it. Even with a broken hand, he's man hands.
Yes.
That's what I call him. I call him man hands.
Yeah. Because he has man hands. Max's man hands.
Big man hands.
Well, Ben, I have a handy dandy
notepad
again. I got some notes on here. Just some, I wouldn't say house cleaning, but just some, you know, just some stuff that I've been meaning to say, and I want to say it.
Yeah. Announcements.
Announcements, if you will. Our good friend and loyal listener to our podcast, Mr. Matt Bosley, has recently started. Recently, right? This is a new thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't start listening until probably about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Something like that.
His 3 Nails Productions?
Yeah.
Yeah, his production company that he's started is relatively new as well, right?
Yeah.
He just started it?
Yeah.
They have videos on YouTube as well, right?
I don't know about Facebook, on his Facebook page. Look him up on Facebook, 3 Nails Production.
Yeah, facebook.com/3nailsproduction. You and I have been... Recruited, yes. Yes. To be a part of his upcoming projects, which I think are going to be kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I want to be involved because... Well, one, he's a good friend of mine, but... B, because I wanna help other people do things like we've been helped doing this, you know, we've been encouraged by all kinds of people to do something like this for a very long time, you know, Rob Smith, our families,
good old Memphis Jones,
you know, lots of people. So I want to be that to somebody else and help them, you know. Encourage them and be involved, like not just be like, you can do it, but like, how can I help? What can I do to help out? So
because that's where cool stuff comes from. Like, people have cool ideas and they just go do them.
Yeah,
and so I mean that's what we did.
Yeah,
we think this is pretty cool. So,
spoiler alert: I've been asked to be the maniacal bad guy.
Yeah, you have
in Matt's videos.
Yeah. He hasn't decided what he wants me to do. I'm either going to be the good guy, or which I hope so, because that means I get to go up against you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And if I was the bad guy, I'd be under you. So.
Yeah.
You'd be my boss. So.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool for you.
Yeah. Not to, I don't, you know, I don't know if anybody... Well, we haven't really talked about this too much. We talked about it in the first episode. We talked about High School Musical. High School Musical. But I've done a lot of theater.
You know, we didn't actually say the name of the musical in the first episode, right? Thanks,
Oh,
Finn.
Crap.
Thanks.
I meant...
Because we didn't want people to know that we were in that musical.
This random theater production. dang it. Well, anyway, I've done a lot of theater. Ian's done theater. But I didn't have my first opportunity to be a bad guy until like 2 years ago. I got to be in Oliver, which is a stage musical adaptation of Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist.
Yep.
And I was the bad guy. Bill Sykes, and I got to kill my girlfriend Desi on stage, which was actually, I didn't like that part because that was kind of weird. But
I can imagine.
But being a bad guy was actually really cool. It's fun to explore your own abilities.
Yeah.
To portray something like that.
Yeah. Because we're not. I don't feel like we're bad guys.
Yeah.
So
it's not a
natural
side of ourselves that we get to explore very often.
Yeah.
And theater gives you the opportunity to do that within safe boundaries.
Yes. Santa goes psycho and starts stabbing people.
Yeah.
That's never good.
Which is what Desi is afraid would happen if I ever got my dream role of Sweeney Todd.
Oh.
She's
you
like,
and me both,
nope,
bro.
Nope, you can't be Sweeney Todd because you're actually going to kill somebody.
You'll kill someone. That's inevitable.
Like, no, I won't. Please, can I do it, please?
Oh, but, like I said, my band, we played... moving on, by the way, or actually moving backwards. We played, I forgot something. We played a gig at the Colonial Hills Church prom, and it was fun.
Yeah.
I love those guys, and getting to play with them is awesome. Like I've said before. But I met a cool dude that night.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Garrett.
Yep.
Garrett.
The one and only Mr. Garrett Robertson.
Yes. He was a cool dude. Yeah, and I heard he was a big fan. And I Garrett, I am glad I got to meet you and got to hang out with you for a little bit. And I am so thankful to you for listening to our podcast.
Yes.
It really means a lot. So
you're the beast.
Yeah, the beast. Please continue to spread the word about our podcast because we enjoy it and you seem to enjoy it. So
yeah. I love you, Garrett.
Yes.
I'm just going to say this real quick, not to get sidetracked.
Okay.
It's really hard to focus on doing both at the same time.
I don't really feel like we have to look at the camera.
I know, but I feel like that's a medium you have to explore.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we just it's kind of like documentary feel. It's there. We know it's there, but
we
don't
act like we don't know.
We act like it's not there, you know?
Okay.
So it's like, hey, right, this is us doing our thing.
I'm going to act like I don't know you're there.
No, he's not. He's going to continue to look at you. Okay. I already talked about the YouTube channel, didn't I? Hey, we got a YouTube channel. A
little bit, but I feel like we should elaborate on that.
Yeah. After you.
Okay. Well, something interesting about this whole Poser podcast journey is that it's kind of become the gateway towards a lot of things that we've always talked about doing, always wanted to do.
Yeah, it opens a whole lot of doors.
But for some reason, we never did it. Like, our whole lives pretty much, like, since we've known each other has been like, well, we should make videos, you know? We should, like, work on this stuff, and then we didn't do it.
We never did it.
Or we should go take pictures and... Well, we still haven't really done that, but we will.
But we will, yeah.
And it's believable that we will because now we have, like, we have a tool. We have some place to publish it. You know, we have enough of you that are paying attention to what we're doing that kind of just gives us an incentive to do it. And it's easier for us to do all this stuff if we're blanketing it with Poser Podcast. Like,
yeah.
So now we have,
like, a medium, I guess.
A home on the internet where we can reach out and we can do podcasting primarily, but we can also do video. We can do, you know, pictures. We can eventually maybe blog, you know. We could just attack the internet with Poser Podcast, and that would be the Poser Nation. So as that relates to YouTube, like, I'm really excited because we've already got, well, we've got several videos, but only one is not related to the, like, Campbell in the Hills documentation, I guess, is how I kind of see it. But we have one called Who I Am, and you taped it.
Shot it. Completely from my iPhone.
From your iPhone, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Because there were some incredible shots.
Yeah, it was a creative experiment, I guess you could say. But it turned out really well, I think. Yeah. So.
And I put it together. And you put one together, which I still haven't seen.
No, you haven't seen it.
I want to see it.
It's different, but I mean, I like yours, the one you did.
Yeah.
I like it a little bit
But better. I want to see it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's kind of more the kind of stuff, like, we'll explore doing more, like, monologue-type videos, kind of artsy, and I'm sure we'll probably do some stupid funny ones, and we'll probably do, like, some, like, narrative almost, like, storytelling, where a short story unfolds in the video.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to do it all, everything we've talked about doing.
Yeah.
And the Poser Podcast YouTube channel will be a place for those to be... Yeah.
It's just another outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
To do cool things.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads into something, the kind of the last thing I wanted to talk about was our goal for this podcast, really. Our vision, I guess you could say, and how much you guys are involved with it, like our fan base and the people, our actual listeners.
Yeah,
you guys are very heavily involved with it, with its success, I guess you could say. With the like with the YouTube channel and some, you know, those are like what Ben was saying. Those are different outlets that we've always wanted to explore, and but you know the podcast has actually given us a reason and a drive to do those things. And one of the things that has kind of you know sprung off of this podcast has been my overwhelming desire to do a live podcast recording. And we can't really do
with
that
actually a crowd.
And we can't really do that if you know, like right now we that's not possible because we'd have like maybe four people who would show up. And
And we know all of you.
And we know all of you, yeah. Which is not bad.
We love you.
We love you all. But
we're thankful, but...
Yeah, but our ultimate goal is for this to get to a point, to a big enough place to where we could potentially do a live podcast with more than at least like 100 people there. You know, to make it... I don't want to say make it worth it, but to make it...
Worth it.
So that's our ultimate goal, and we might actually I can't really talk about it a whole lot, but Ben and I have been actually given the opportunity or the possibility of an opportunity to really grow our fan base and get in front of a lot of people and advertise for the podcast. And I mean that it's maybe like a year away in 2014. Yeah, right?
That's next year.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're actually kind of going after some stuff a little bit harder and going after trying to grow our fan base and what?
Nothing. Go ahead. My head was itching. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're not cutting that out. But we're actually trying to go after you know really grow our listenership and you know. To make the live podcast thing possible, and we might have an opportunity to get in front of a lot of people and kind of MC some events, and we'll talk about it more.
Frankly, be quite awesome.
Yeah, it would be. We'll talk about it more as I'm given the freedom to talk about it because I don't know how much I can say right now.
Yeah.
But it's really cool thing, and whenever we can tell you about it more, we will. Once I know more about it, I mean, I don't think Darren will care if we talk about it, but we're not 100%, you know, in there. But either way, we're gonna plug.
We're just
this
mentioning
event.
A possibility.
Yeah, and
something you know, honestly, for you guys to pray about.
Yeah, this was. Yeah, asked, we're literally that was a plea for prayer, you know.
Yeah.
Because that would be an amazing step in the right direction for this podcast and for our overall vision of this.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want to strive for, is to, you know, the podcast to be, like you said, like the home and where it all started out. But our ultimate goal for this ministry, because that's what this is, is to reach into every outlet that we possibly can, to reach as many people as we possibly can, because I know that we and you guys, a lot of you guys, know how big this podcast and this ministry that we have going now, how big it actually it is and it could be. Like,
yeah,
we have, in this day and age, we have the opportunity and the, with relative ease, to have this, you know, to take this message that we carry of Christ and share it to over, all across the world.
Spit it out over the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Just using the internet.
Yeah.
And we don't want to just stop at the podcast. We want to, like we said, like with the YouTube channel, with, you know, Facebook, and with us wanting to do these events and stuff like that, and actually go to different places and either do live podcasts or just talk about our hearts and what we, you know, what our you know, calling is about. You know, that's, I guess that's our goal, like, and that's what we want.
And all of that, well, that's what we want very badly. We should emphasize that.
Yes.
But along with that, like, I don't know what the perception is, you know, out there. I mean, from our listeners, most of you know us, and you know that this is just starting out and we're very small. But I think sometimes, just because of the world that we live in, we automatically assume that because someone has produced something that we can get to, whether it be a YouTube channel, like a video or a podcast, whatever. I think from the role, the position of a listener, like, you automatically assume that those people have it all together, or they have a plan, or they have a direction they're moving in, or whatever. But you guys know us, and you know that we're open for any kind of suggestions, any kind of feedback. So
anything that you think might help.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of whatever happens with this event next year, if any of you know of any events in the Memphis, you know, North Mississippi area, like, be it a battle of the bands, you know,
come to
your high school talent show, whatever.
We'll come to your church. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, we'll come to your church. We'll do whatever. Yeah. If, you know, if you want us to host it, if you want us to MC it or whatever, like, I mean, we wouldn't have to do anything more than stand up on stage and introduce the next band.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you allow us the opportunity to maybe pass out some cards and plug the podcast once or twice, we'll come if we're able, you know.
Yeah.
Because we know what it's going to take to get this out there, and we're willing to do the footwork.
Yeah, we want to get in the trenches. We just need the hard stuff, you know.
Yeah, we just need the know. We don't know who's doing what, where, when, why, and how.
Yeah, and we don't want to miss it. You know, we don't want to miss an opportunity. So we are ready and willing. So that was our shameless plea. Let us know, you know, and we'll do whatever, and. We are hoping to, I guess we can talk about this. We're actually about to invest in some better equipment so we won't lose podcasts anymore.
Yeah. Lord willing.
Lord willing, and with that, we really want to make our own merch and start selling merch and stuff like that, because, I mean, I put that question out on Facebook, and I'm still getting responses back every once in a while about who would buy a T-shirt. And I feel like at this point, we had enough people to where we would at least come out even.
Yeah,
you know?
Somebody buy a T-shirt.
Yeah, and so we want to make T-shirts and different stuff, you know. But like we said, we gotta get to a point where we can, you know, because we don't have it all together. This is not what we do for a living, either one of us. We talked about it before, so we're both poor, helpless people. Yeah. So we don't have the financial means to do stuff like make merch right now. So
one is a member of a small young married couple.
Yes, exactly.
And I just got out of college a year ago. And I live with my parents. So.
Exactly. So we're not exactly in the financial place to start making merch, but we would, I know that's really like a meaningless thing, but it's fun and it'd be a cool way to get our, advertise. So, if, like we said, if there's anything you guys we'll host your birthday party if you pay us for it, man. I don't care. Like anything to help us help our cause and help us grow this podcast to where we really want it to go. So,
yeah.
And where we feel like God's leading it. So,
yeah.
We know if we ask you, I mean, literally, we're not asking you guys to make any donations or anything, but just pray, just please support us in prayer and let us know of any opportunities you know of.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, anything you can think of, really.
And I do want to say, I know I've said this before, this is episode 9, and the majority of our episodes so far have been, more geared towards entertainment than anything else, like either comic books or man skills or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not apologizing for that.
Yeah.
Because I've had a great time.
Yeah.
But I want to reaffirm to our listeners that that's not the only point. This is only episode number 9, but we have had several that have been hopefully encouraging or edifying or have made you think, or have pointed you to Christ in some way. Because this is, I need to explain that because we keep calling it a ministry, and then the majority of our episodes so far have been about comic books. And this isn't a ministry of comic books. This is a ministry of inviting you, the listener, into conversation with us. Yeah. About whatever we happen to be talking about. And we love comic books, so we happen to talk about comic books a lot.
Yeah.
But we also love Jesus.
Yeah.
And there are other things that are important to us, and we're going to talk about those too. Yeah.
Which is why I feel like this podcast that's talking about this kind of stuff was important.
Yeah.
Because we have been talking about comic books a lot, but now that we've told you our ultimate vision for this podcast, when we say words like ministry, you kind of understand that the podcast is as of right now it's our where we started, it's our jumping off point our launch pad to do all these other things where we will get opportunities to share the gospel and everything, which is our ultimate goal. And we we're not just going to keep talking about comic books, we have plans to talk about some other stuff.
Yeah,
even on the very next podcast. So
yeah,
it's just like,
and
like
to back
Ben
that
said.
Up, the video that we've already got on YouTube is gospel centered.
Yeah,
Who I Am. Go check it out,
please.
It's that shares the gospel.
Yeah.
So it, subscribe, share it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Tweet it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's our poser vision.
Yeah.
I guess if you haven't noticed, that's pretty much what this podcast was about.
Yeah.
To include our listeners on our goals for this podcast, because you guys are as much a part of it as we are. So
yeah.
And we need your help.
Yes, we do.
So
something I'd like to do, because we just kind of on the spur of the moment decided to do it the last time we recorded, which didn't really pan out. And we're not going to really talk about that, but
it will. We have, it's in the works. I didn't tell you that, but it's going to happen.
Okay, again. Cool.
And
awesome.
You're going to actually be there for that one. So
awesome. Well, anyway, all I was going to say was something that we wanted to just kind of start, just to kind of get some feedback, would be an Instagram poser challenge.
Yeah.
So that one was going to be about something else. This one could be something more relevant. I don't know, not to be lame, but if you're on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whatever, but especially Instagram and Twitter because of the hashtagging.
Yes.
If you're a hipster. how about take a picture of the place where you most often listen to Poser podcasts.
Yeah,
like if it's in your car, take a picture of like your steering wheel or your stereo or whatever. If it's in
preferably
your room,
not while you're driving.
Yeah, if it's at work, whatever, you know, take a picture. Tell us where it is, what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us some feedback, and then
hashtag
Poser Nation.
Yeah,
all one word.
All one word, because it doesn't work if you do it too. Because that's how hashtags work.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah. Where you listen to the podcast, hashtag, tag, Poser Nation.
And you can also tag us in it.
Yeah, tag us in it. Poser Podcast, at Poser Podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah, we do.
What is it?
At Poser Podcast.
We just discussed our Instagram, so we have to, we're gonna have to do that one.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah?
You have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we do.
What's it called?
Facebook.com/Poser Podcast.
Yeah.
Go like it.
Yes.
Comment and stuff.
And just as a side note, we haven't really talked about this. I am in the process of trying to set alarms on my phone or do whatever I have to do to remember to post regularly on Twitter and on Facebook. Because
we're horrible.
Well, we have jobs.
Social media. Yeah, it's true.
And it's hard to do that during the day when you work busy jobs. But that's no excuse. We're going to try, because we understand that in order for us to get any feedback, you have to actually see what we post.
Yeah.
And for you to actually see what we post, we have to post often.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to be annoying, but we're going to try to start posting a lot more. Because it's math. Like Facebook's mathematical algorithm is that the more you post, the more it ends up on people's feeds.
Yeah.
Posting once a day or a couple times a week, you might have like 20 people see your post.
Yeah.
So it's just it's the algorithm that they use. So we're not trying to be annoying, but we will try to post more often so that more people can see us and we can get more feedback.
Yeah. 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 So,
hey, do we have an email?
Yeah, we do. It's poserpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your comments, your requests, your hey, come speak at my school requests and stuff. So
encouragements, whatever.
Encouragements, yes, please.
We enjoy pats on the back.
Just to kind of help us know that we're doing something right. So
And we have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we do. Which I edited yesterday has links to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram,
and look at you,
and our iTunes page. So,
you
can get
busy.
I was. You can get to them all.
Awesome.
From the YouTube page, which
and
is
obviously it's
youtube.com/PoserPodcast.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna have some cool stuff on there.
Yeah,
we already do, but we're gonna have some more cool stuff. On
yeah.
There. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Don't stare at the potato.
Don't stare.